Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I'd like to thank the sponsors for our program, and that includes Monsanto, Roundup Ready Plus for weed management solutions, and Growmark, locally owned, globally strong. In this week's program, we are going to learn about a precision ag application using mobile devices. I'm going to share a conversation with Aaron Hutchinson with Cogent 3D, and this is going to be about their iCropTrack product, and we're going to learn all about it. Aaron, first of all, tell me what you do for your company, Cogent 3D.
I'm one of the co-founders of the company, and I'm actually the president of the company here at Cogent 3D.
All right. Well, I know that you guys have got several interesting products out there, but let's focus on one in particular, which is iCropTrack. And I think the first place to start is to just tell us about it, what it is. Let's just start there.
So iCropTrack is a mobile app that is teamed with a cloud system. And what it allows you to do is to convert all your existing paper processes into digital ones so that you always have all of that relevant information at your fingertips when you're out in the field. It is map-centric in the sense that moving around in the system, if you want to know something about a pivot, if you want to know something about a tractor or know something about a field, you just put your finger on it, and the ability to enter new information and the ability to call up the historical information about that asset, it just pops up on the screen for you. It makes it kind of easy. And without us being tied to a fixed set of forms, the farmer can take what has been working for him for years and, kind of put it into a digital process and come to the digital age without a large learning curve.
So this basically allows that farmer user to go through a variety of different processes from planning and scheduling to tracking and analyzing, right?
That is correct. So, the system is set up such that we can plan a farm year, events with equipment and allocation of resources. It lets you do the entire series of scouting. Built into the system is the concept of, being able to plant or soil or weed or pest surveys. Also to document things like, the 180 checkoff list for your John Deere tractor. And at the end of the system, it has an analysis package, and that is a web-based architecture system where it has a dashboard component to it and a report writing component. And then, at a farm level or at a field level or an asset level, you can go into the system and, see what your costs were like and hopefully run a more profitable operation, or at least know what your operation is costing you at a more granular level.
What types of agricultural operations does this work well for? I mean, things like row crops, for example.
The system is pretty flexible, and because of that, we have everything from turf to roses to strawberries, lettuce, tree fruits, tree nuts, as well as, canola and soy, rice, cotton, even some of the side products that are grown pretty much internationally, not so much here, like cassavas or the biofuel type products with sugarcane and things on those lines. So it really is, if you're growing it, it's probably a way you could make the system track it.
Well, I love anything Apple, so I know that you have a mobile farm manager app for this. Tell us a little bit about that and what that allows the farmer to do when he's just got his iPad in his hand.
So, like I said, it is map-centric, so everything is moving around, the iPad, the farms, the fields, the zones, your plant and harvest information that you've loaded onto the system. It's all there and available to you so that you can look at what's planted last year or 5 years ago or see what the pests were like the last time you were out in that field. You could track, everything from, on and off irrigation. Our latest version of our software allows us to track weather on a field or on a crop so that we can calculate growing degree days for the plant, for the weeds, for the pests. And also, you know, accumulate the precipitation for that field as well. You know, it's really about documenting everything that's going on in the field and trying to do that as fast and simple as possible. The other thing is the tool was optimized so that we try to automatically enter information into it as well. So we know, you know, where that person was standing, you know, what date and time, what type of data they're changing, you know, and in the latest version, even the weather at that point, so that we could look at something like pest presentation as a function of humidity and temperature. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's not just about the documents, it's also about being able to audit those documents as well.
I know somebody might ask the question, what if they really don't have a good way to connect to the cloud at their location? Is this totally cloud dependent, or is there a way to kind of work around that for somebody that might just be in one of those, well, I'd like to think of as few remaining places where that's a problem?
Well, that's a very good question. So the application is completely self-contained on the iPad, in that it can run disconnected, not see the internet or see the Wi-Fi. So you could start your day back at home or at the barn and do a synchronization. You know, go out and have all that information from everybody that the point you synchronized. Collect a whole new suite of information or a series of information. And then when you go to lunch or you come back home at the end of the day, you can sync it all back into the cloud. You know, the cloud acts as a consolidator for all of the users. It acts as, a safety mechanism. If you run over your iPad, it only takes a couple of minutes to get the data back onto a new one. And it's also the point where the reporting engine runs. And that reporting engine can run from, you know, anywhere you want to log into an HTML5 interface or automatically if you set up the thresholds properly inside of your reports.
Mm-hmm. And those reports can be, I'm assuming, probably exported or shared somehow in different formats?
Yeah, so they're like the rest of the application, it's about flexibility of being able to build your own kind of report. And reports can come out in things as PDFs or emails or docs. But they can also be, you know, CSVs or Excel. And when we move the data out of the tool, we could just save it to a folder, we could save it to an FTP, or we can attach it to an email and send it to somebody. Mm-hmm. So the tool was set up to be, you know, flexible enough that you needed to move it to your agronomist, or you just needed to get it to a place where you could load it into your time card system or something else, that there's a way to get the data shaped and formatted and exported. So it's not trapped inside in any way.
So when you're connecting, when we talked about the cloud here, is this a system where the user of iCropTrack, I mean, is the cloud going through a Cogent 3D system, or are you working with like maybe a third-party cloud vendor on that?
So, you know, we have some fairly large customers, and in that vein, we needed to make sure that our system was up, you know, in that Six Sigma kind of way. And so to be able to do that, we actually run one of the highest level Amazon cloud systems that you can have. We went a step further, and we actually layered on some more technology. So we do things like 96 hours of one-minute backups, so that if the system went down over the weekend, we can, you know, go back to that point where you started having problems. We have automatic rollover between Amazon facilities. So if one of the systems goes down for more than a couple of minutes, then it automatically rolls to another. So you should never, you know, never see yourself not being able to get to your data. And, you know, and we've actually wrapped that with some security protocols. Each of our users is in his own cloud, so he's not in one where there's a lot of other people. And so he owns his data, and we don't, baseline or aggregate or do anything with his data. And our security protocol is to the device. And so if the person doesn't have your specific device that's been unlocked, they can't even try to hack into your cloud database. So your data should be secure out there.
Yeah, I'm glad we got into that, because that definitely was one of my questions. Everybody's, we did a recent survey. We do a weekly, a poll of readers. And there was expressed a high level of concern over that in light of what we've seen with the NSA recently. I'm going to assume you haven't had some NSA requests to share out that data.
No, and no USDA either. Okay. So, which would be kind of the equivalency, right?
Right.
But you know, the data is secure out there. It's in its own SQL database, and with trackable access, so we can tell you who accessed and who didn't access the information.
How about in terms of platforms? You know, we talked about the iPad here. Are there plans to expand that in the future?
So it's an iPad, an iPhone, and all of the iOS suited tools today. The application was actually, it's built in Visual C++ and Visual Studios and Visual C#. And because of that, we can really put it into any platform we want. It's really about economics. You know, the Windows platform is about 1% of the market space. We just saw this last week that BlackBerry dropped their tablet altogether. And the Android platforms across all the different manufacturers represents about 11% of the market space. As soon as one of those kind of stands out in the crowd against the 40 percentile holdings of Apple, then you'll see us step up to another platform. I noticed that in one of the surveys here just recently that USDA said internally, you know, they're at 90% user use of an iPad. With us having a contract with those guys, we definitely want to be in the platform that they're carrying around out in the field.
Yeah, boy, that makes a lot of sense right there. That's an interesting point. So how would you describe adoption and use of iCropTrack from your customers? What kind of feedback are you getting?
Well, you know, the customer is actually, you know, the end farmer, but also the agronomists and even some ag retailers, seed producers, and some chemical companies. So we got a little bit of user base and all of the different kind of strata that we think about of farming. You know, they're really happy about, you know, being able to make a decision with that information in their pocket. And they're definitely happy about, you know, not having to have all those three-ring binders and, you know, post-it notes and things in the cab. You know, with the regulatory issues upon us, especially in places like California where we need to document not just, you know, spraying and things along those lines, but also just even something as basic as irrigation tasks. Being able to, you know, very quickly sit down with an auditor, bring that information up, prove that you were where you were supposed to be when you entered it, has gone a long way for our growers. And, you know, hopefully it makes them more successful, and definitely it reduces the risk of them getting a, you know, some form of regulatory bill from the government for non-compliance.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I don't think anybody out there would like to have something like that show up in their mail or what have you. But let's talk about pricing for a minute. What kind of, I assume you have plans and different levels of pricing for different ways or needs of customers?
Yeah, so the application has three levels. You can see them on the website. What we did is we took all of the basic documentation and the ability to create boundaries and do all of those scouting tasks. So think about all the paper aspects of the system. All of them are combined with the cloud hosting, with the support, with the upgrades, with the mobile application, the reporting licenses, and any of the admin tools. And we bound them all together, and we charge $50 a month or $600 a year for that capability. And we charge per device. What that means to the user is, you know, he can hand it to his planting team, he can hand it to his scouting team, he can hand it to his harvest team, he can hand it to his soil samplers at the end of the day. And that license wasn't per user, it was per device, so he got a good use out of it over a growing season. Kind of the next step up for us is really about farm planning and all of that advanced weather capabilities, and we charge $900 a year for that per device. And then at the very top, we have, you know, all of your spray tracking, all of your time cards for equipment and people, as well as, you know, time cards and work order capabilities for all of those as well. And the reporting engine also gets a little bit more advanced at that level when we charge $100 a month per device or $1,200 mm-hmm. a year. That's really the price of the tool.
Now, I know there's a lot of ag nerds out there, as we like to call them, who probably could just get started and roll with this. But for those who maybe need some help, how about on the area of training and just ability to get started?
So some of the things that we've done to try to make getting started a little bit easier, especially in the row crop and the vineyards and a couple of others, is we've actually made some turnkey templates for the users. We also provide some training courses and consulting that can go along with that. And if the user needed it, he feels like, you know, he didn't want to take on that task, we can definitely customize those templates for the user, you know, for a small fee to help him get going. And we're always here to try to make him successful, because if he's not successful, then why are we doing these things, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, I think your slogan is, for iCropTrack, precisely informed farm management. And if you are well-informed, generally you are going to run a more successful business, I would think.
That's correct.
So let's direct people to iCropTrack.com, and that's the letter iCropTrack.com. And I know from there that people can request a demo and, just contact you if they've got questions, right?
That is correct. And we go to quite a few shows and farm fests that are out there. So you might want to look local to see if we're probably at one of your local events. So you can come in and, you know, touch and talk to us straight.
Well, let's mention that. We've got one coming up that's kind of a biggie in the area of what we call precision agriculture, and that's InfoAg taking place this month in Springfield, Illinois. And I understand you'll be there with a booth as well.
Yeah, it's the 16th to the 18th of July, and we're in booth 223 there in Springfield, Illinois.
Yeah, it's hard to believe we're already in July. I got to start thinking that way. I look forward.
And August is falling right behind with Farm Fest and Dakota Fest. There's a lot going on. Yeah.
Yep. Well, thank you so much, Aaron, for talking with me here about iCropTrack. And we've got to mention the fact how much we appreciate your support as a sponsor for what we call the AgWired app. That is an app, free app for iPhone, you know, the iOS platform, or for Android. You can find it in either of those stores, and that pulls in the news and information from all of our websites, including precisionpays.com as well as agwired.com. So we thank you so much for that, and I look forward to catching up with you there at InfoAg. Before we go, though, any other thing you'd like people to know about your company and iCropTrack in particular we didn't touch on?
No, I think we did a pretty good job here, and like I said, we're always open to talk with customers and prospective customers about the technologies and, you know, what we have deployed and what we're deploying next. So, you know, either by visiting our website or visiting us one of these shows, we'd love to visit with you guys and, you know, kind of tell you about the technology and why we did some of the things we did.
Well, that is the Zimcast for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.